people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, share a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't go off and take some of these ideas and share them with friends, family, or other people that we happen to run into as we stroll down the street. And today I'd like to talk about nerd night, nerding out, having fun. That moment, that evening, once a week, once a month, once a quarter, where at least I get to sit down, hang out, and play board games, tabletop games, is the normal activity for me. Now, I grew up in a time where if you wanted to play something like multiplayer video games, you were sitting right next to your sibling or your friend, and, you know, don't look at my section of the screen. Everybody was on the same screen, 007 GoldenEye or Mario Kart or stuff like that. I also grew up that, you know, we had a limit on our TV time. So I'd go play cards, King's Corner, spades, rummy, dominoes, Monopoly, all sorts of these games. As technology has grown, games have gotten better and better. It was pretty cool when we were able to just call up our friends and be like, hey, we're playing online. Remember playing Warcraft 3 online, or never really played Warcraft 2 with friends online, because that was back in the day when you had to have a dedicated connection between two computers, and I was not tech savvy enough for those days. And throughout the times, you know, I've played my fair share of online video games where playing against people in Canada. Heck, the other day I was playing Counter-Strike with people over in the Netherlands, and that was something else. That was pretty cool. And the ability for technology to bring all of us so much closer when playing video games has been awesome. And if you're able to play with the same crowd time and time and time again, you do build a friendship, and it's something else. But that friendship, that game, only becomes more or less within that game. That's not to say you can't advance to other games, choose other games to play, and hang out with the same crew. But there's definitely something to say when you're playing against someone across the table from you, or at the same table as you. The competition is still there. The hunger to gain points and win the game. I feel that there is an elevated sense of winning. You get to read the person across from you, see if they've got a poker face or not. You all get the big laugh or the big surprise when the card turns over. And something, you know, we can all do it with video games. But again, it's that in person instead of the one-on-one or, you know, the four people. Now you got everybody sitting at the same table. And find someone leaves early, or not leaves early, but gets removed from the game sooner than everybody else. And then they got to sit out, but then the game restarts again, hopefully soon enough, unless you got sticklers. People really getting crafty on how they play the game. But I do host a nerd night. I try to at least once a quarter and have some friends over. Play Magic the Gathering and other board games, whatever else is brought over. You got Carcassonne, a map-building game. Play Risk sometimes. Whole bunch of other games. And it's something, I feel it engages the imagination just a little bit more than what video games offer. But that's not to say you can't have video games. With modern consoles, I understand it becomes a little bit more difficult because now everybody has to have their own console and their own TV. And it kind of hurts my feelings that I can't have a group of friends over and we can all play on the same TV. There was something about that. Again, like I brought up with 007 and Mario Kart. But other nerd nights that I've had, I've taken my computer and I've had LAN parties. we play our computer games. But instead of talking over a phone, we're there. We're all in the same room or within at least the same house, yelling across the house. And it's the environment. It creates a much different environment. You know everybody's there. And again, you know, you're out of the game, so you get up and you go get a drink or you go get a snack, and then you go over to your buddy's computer and you harass him. You ask him, why'd he do that instead of this? Or you tell him, no, look out behind you. Or it's fun. It's that human interaction that I feel that we're missing in so many different aspects of life. You know, there's people that, you know, go to the bar or regularly meet up at the restaurant at the end of the week, and you know, everybody gets their dinner and hangs out, and that's good. That's good in-person social interaction. But what's to stop us from packing up the computer, going hanging out, drive for an hour, go hang out for a night? You know, if you're going to drink, stay the night, turn it into a old-fashioned sleepover, stay up until 2 a.m. drinking, shooting people or taking care of the baddies or whatnot. There's all sorts of video games out there. There's all sorts of board games. Someone posted a link today that said actually that Hasbro is doing rather well in the board game department. There's something to say that the board games have made a resurgence. People are actively sitting down, hanging out. You got to be careful with current day board games, though. You can probably pick up the Monopoly board game for what, like $20 or something at your local box store. But there's a board game I bought recently that I was not happy about the price, but I knew in the long run it would be okay for as much as I knew I would play it. But like $80 is. I've got plenty of $20 board games that I play consistently. And you know what? Sometimes all you need is just the one other friend. Sometimes board games, you know, the more people you have, the better it is. One of the board games that I've actually enjoyed the absolute most for 30 minutes worth of fun, and then you put it away, is old-fashioned Battleship. Go on eBay. Get a version of Battleship. Yeah, you can play it on the computer. You can play it over the internet. Sit down with your significant other. Sit down with your brother or sister or your mom or dad, or just be like, hey, one game of Battleship, throw an easy bet on it. You win, I cook. You lose, you cook. Or something like that. Or buys the next round or whatever. But it's that, again, it's that in person. It's the read the face. It's the poker face. You know, a deck of cards isn't that expensive. You can go buy a 2-pack of cards for what? $5, $10 at your local big box store. I've even seen decks of cards at gas stations. Learn to play Rummy. Learn to play Spades. Those are easy, fun games. And it's, again, that I hate to keep reiterating it. I apologize. But the in-person, the small talk that appears between turns, the chance to discuss stories, the fact that you're not more or less rushed by a video game, you know, something that takes place in real time. You get things that are turn-based, and it slows it down. It lets you soak in the moment, realize what you have, who you have. Just a fun time. Again, just a chance to kind of unplug without getting too far removed. You don't have to go to the woods or whatnot. You get that personal connection. You get that chance to flip the Monopoly board when you find out your sibling or your friend is stealing from the bank. Just flip the board. Psh! Throw it all over. I'm sick of this Yahtzee game. And you throw the dice across the room. There's no way you can get Yahtzee that many times. Reinvigorate the competition. You know, you can invest, again, find a game, find a handful of friends, 3 to 5, 6, buy a game. Hey, I bought a game. Try this one. Maybe, you know, it's new or something. And have fun. Get 2 or 3 different board games. And you schedule away 3-4 hours. Maybe you get to one game or all 3 games. Maybe you play one game twice. You know, and again, it doesn't have to be weekly or monthly. I try and aim for 4 times a year. But even there's been a couple of years where I've only had one, maybe a second one. life gets busy, but you got to remember, you know, everybody's got friends, everybody's got lives. You set that up a month in advance. There's a good chance for fun. I offer no money back guarantee if you don't have fun, sadly. But the chance is there. The chance for fun is there. Set up a LAN party if your home electricity can sustain that much. If you have the networking capabilities to hardwire everything in, wireless with that gets to be, that offers a chance to be kind of tedious. But get your own nerd night going, is my humble opinion. Get your chance to sit down, play games, berate your opponents, and then hug and laugh at the end of it and say how much fun that was. Or not. I don't know. What do you guys do? Do you guys have a nerd night? Do you have a favorite board game, tabletop game, card game, the Super Nintendo or a N64 or Sega or PlayStation side-by-side, series of games, you know? What do you have? Let me know. Hit me up. You probably know how to get in contact with me by now. I'll tell you again. I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N. The number 3, S. And that's a 3 instead of an E. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You got a website, billybones.com. It's where you find all the past episodes of A Walk Through the Mind. You can find contact information, be that through email, billybones@mail.com. Not Gmail, just mail. There's a link to the Discord server. Neither any way of those. You can hit me up, you let me know. We'll do our best to share it with the world. We'll sit there and get our chance to nerd out with the rest of us. But otherwise, questions, comments, love mail, hate mail, you send it all. Talk to you next week. Love you guys.